204 DGS. Happy Friday. Kind of a cozy day out there. A little gloomy, but nice. I don't have the winds whipping like we did last couple of days. Dave Murray called it. He said that Thanksgiving into December was going to be especially cold. And I was looking at my phone, which would make Dave Murray crazy. And next Friday, the high's 32 and the low's 22. That's like no kidding around.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Not a fan. Oh, it's going to be 60 this Saturday, though. 67.
Yeah, Saturday's going to be really nice.
Very nice.
You guys seeing this conspiracy stuff with Jay Leno?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard it. Yeah,
I keep seeing it on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw it on Daily Mail. I mean, it's sort of a real outlet. People thinking that he has like gambling debts or something. And, you know, he has $400 million, but he was staying in a Days Inn or a Hampton Inn or something like that. And, you know, the hill he says he fell down was more than steep. It was basically a cliff. And then he went to dinner as soon as he fell. And just, but Jay Leno's a weird dude. He has made gazillions of dollars off The Tonight Show. And his thing is he never touches that money. He lives off the money he makes doing stand-up comedy, which has always pissed me off. Mm. Like, if you have that much money, like, who, I start to say, who are you proving something to? I guess just himself, that he wants to be thought of as a comedian and only a comedian. And so the money he lives off of, which I'm sure is ample. But he's a weird dude.
Yeah.
I'm very accident prone.
I don't get why we have conspiracy theories about that. Like, who cares enough to look into that and be like, there's more to this story?
It's salacious, Kevin.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, it's Jay Leno, man.
It's
he's
kind of
like
80%
like
of all entertainment.
I mean, I don't, like, today, I don't know, I think we're just that way, man. I think,
yeah.
I don't know exactly when it started. Maybe it's the follow-up to 9/11, maybe it's just the internet, but everything's a conspiracy. I mean, like, obviously today's November 22nd, and Twitter is all JFK assassination stuff. It's all conspiracies and this and that. And the JFK, would you agree? Like, because I've always been kind of, like, interested in conspiracies, trying to understand, A, why people are so fascinated by them, and B, just they're interesting, right? It's an interesting thing, but why do people believe them?
Well, to clarify, I don't think I don't think this Jay Leno thing has anything to do with like a grand conspiracy theory. I think it's more just that we as
human beings,
we're nosy. We're nosy. We want to know if the famous person got his ass whooped by the mob because he had gambling debts or whatever.
But there's zero evidence of that.
But Kevin, yes. It is weird that he keeps getting so terribly injured. Like, don't you agree that it's a little, it's like, wow, he's hurt again. And then he just went and did a show immediately after doing it. Like, if I fell down a cliff and busted my face up, I don't think I would come in and do the DGS after that. I would go home.
I agree that it's totally weird. But, like, we are in a position now where anything weird must have some deeper explanation. Maybe he's just dumb and he takes risks he shouldn't take.
Maybe.
I mean, like, that's the thing that, like, it's one thing to be like, on a bigger picture. I don't know. Having read a lot of the deeper into, this is not the same as the other big conspiracy theories, but having read a lot of those things and watched quote-unquote documentaries, sometimes there isn't there isn't evidence to offer an explanation, and we should be okay with that. You can dig for evidence, but we shouldn't create something that there's no evidence for. See what I mean by that? Like, there's a difference. If you're going to be an investigative reporter and you're going to be tracking down evidence, that's one thing. If you're just going to be looking at a series of things and going, nah, that's not it. He must be in debt to the mob, or he must be getting beat up by his wife. I mean, like, if you have evidence of that, like, you're like, okay, there's a court document that shows something, or hey, there's surveillance footage that leaked of, you know, the FBI was tracking these mob guys and they were seen with Jay Leno. Like, if there were things like that's evidence is one thing. Just telling stories is nothing. It's just telling a story. But obviously, you know, in the internet, telling stories is easy, right? I mean, like, doesn't have to be true or not true. As long as you're not accusing someone of a crime, it's you know, well, it's just a speculation.
I also think sometimes, because I had initially seen someone like quote tweet his face being all busted up, and they were like, oh, I know I know whenever someone's been beaten up by the mob, whenever I see it, I think it sometimes starts as a joke and then other people see it and don't get that it's a joke.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh my gosh, he's being beaten up by the mob. It's like, I think it probably originated with someone just firing one off.
And that's always kind of a tricky thing with Twitter. We've talked a bunch on the show. I know Rachel's mentioned it a few times. Like, it can be hard to get your point across just through the written word, right? Just through the written word of text, you think to yourself, like, oh, this is a really funny joke. This is gonna hit. Everybody's gonna laugh about this. And then you fire it off and people don't get it's a joke at all. So I think that can be part of
it
too.
He did seem really weird. I mean, I guess he had just fallen, but he was being interviewed that night. And, you know, you just know, like...
Cagey, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying a little too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always found him to be a weird dude as it is. Was it weirder than usual?
Yes.
Okay, so it was weird for Jay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if I hadn't known the conspiracy theory, if I just saw him interviewed that night about it, I would have thought... Sounds like he's making it up. And the guy even said, like, I think you're lying. Like, I think you're making this up.
He said it to Jay Leno?
To Jay Leno, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, it's nobody's business.
Yeah, right. Even if he is being beat up by the mob.
But if you are going out and doing an interview, like, don't be surprised whenever people start to speculate about it, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you choose not to seek medical attention and you just... go out there and say, like, oh, yeah, don't mind the face. Like,
and I guess
people are going to have an opinion.
This says more about my character than his, but I've never appreciated the Iron Man character. You know, like, we I used to work with someone who was legendary for he never took off work and he was in radio and he would throw up in trash cans during the show. I've never respected that. I've always thought that was sort of a D move, you know, like, well, you know, you're getting other people sick who may not have this Iron Man mentality that you do. I've never been impressed by it. It's one thing, like, I do lots of shows not feeling good, but, you know, if I'm sick, I'm not going to come in.
I'm with you.
And so when he goes and he does a set when he literally fell down a 60-foot cliff, like, I'm not impressed by that. You seem weird. Go to the hospital and then go home. Fly home to your wife.
Yeah.
Go back to the Hampton Inn.
The reason I'm going to ask this is because, like, playing sports, I did that all the time. Like, if I was sick or hurt, I was still going to play. Like, I first of all, I felt like I owed it to my teammates, but also, like, as hurt as I was, I still wanted to do it. I still wanted to.
Would you have played if you fell down a cliff?
I would have played it after anything. I tried to play with a broken arm when I was 11. Like, I asked my dad if I could go play in the game that night with a cast on my arm. Like, you know, like, I know that's a kid being stupid, but, like, you know, I'm not saying any of these things are smart. I'm just saying I understand that. I understand that you love something so much that even after getting hurt, you'd still want to do it.
Mm.
Because I've done that.
It's a difference to me between hurt and injured.
Yeah. I mean.
He was injured.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone out with various broken bones and continued to play things. I mean, like, and I didn't have to, and it wasn't necessarily smart. It was pretty stupid, actually.
A related topic. I was just thinking about this last night. Someone said something. I don't even remember what it was, but someone said something on one of the television shows, and I was impressed. It was like, oh, that's an original idea. That is a thought that I don't think I've had before. I think it was something along the lines of people who believe that politicians care about them are like men who go to the strip clubs thinking that the strippers are into them. And I thought that was an interesting analogy. And I wrote down, how often do humans say something interesting and original as opposed to just regurgitating? And it seems like we live in a very regurgitating society. Like, everything's out there. And I'm very careful. Like, there are people I see who will take a meme or they'll take a comedy bit they saw on TikTok and they'll claim it as their own. I would never do that. You hear me all the time say, like, I saw this thing last night, or someone said this thing, because I just think that's like a low form of comedy. But we regurgitate a bunch.
It's probably never been easier, right?
Because
you see so much. And sometimes you can't even remember where you saw it.
Right.
I know, I get that way sometimes too. I'm like, I saw this thing. Yeah, I think so. I also think part of it is so many of the decisions about what gets picked up, what gets made as a TV show or a movie, is about what is the most certain to make money. So you're going to see a lot of ideas that have already made money recycled to make more money, where I'm not sure that was true 30 years ago. Mm.
There is nothing new under the sun. Even if you think you have a original thought, someone else is having that thought too. Twitter is a great example of this. Mm-hmm. There have been comedians who are like, you stole my joke. And they'll go after another comedian. And then it's like, no, look back at my Twitter feed. I tweeted this 3 years ago. I didn't steal it. We both individually had the same thought and we're doing a bit about it. It's not like because you had this thought, it's impossible for me to have the same thought.
Yeah.
And I know, not that I'm a comedian by any means, but I know for a fact I've probably stolen jokes before because you see it, you read it, you hear it, and then
it's
you forget
into your
about
subconscious.
It. Yeah. And then it's just like, oh, and then the opportunity presents itself. It's like, oh, you know what would be funny is this. And you don't even realize that you ripped it off of someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me your what's up with airline food bit isn't yours?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with that?
How many, completely new thought, you've seen my notebook, how many television shows, sitcoms mostly, could you tell by the living room?
Ooh, a bunch.
Ooh,
probably.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think, oh boy.
All the big ones from the 70s and 80s, all for sure.
It's a fun question, right?
The big ones. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That was actually that. A category at the trivia night we did. Oh,
and they showed them?
Halloween, yeah, it was a picture one. So there's all the pictures of living, and you had to put down the name of the show based on the living room.
Did you get them all?
We did.
I've not done living room at trivia night, but I have done, like, exterior of the house. Like, they show a house, and then you say, like, whose house, you know, it is. And it's, you know, the Brady Bunch house or the...
Whose
Walter
house?
White House from
our house. Sorry.
He reached for that one. Yes. Speaking of old shows, the Munsters, we're all familiar.
Oh, yeah.
So Herman was Frankenstein.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Grandpa was a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie was a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn was human.
Mm-hmm.
What was Lily?
Just a
ghoul?
Just a hand. No, I'm thinking of
Pretty Lady.
Adam's family.
She was pretty. Maybe see her in
perhaps a banshee
in the Ten Commandments?
The internet says she is a vampire.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess maybe so because her dad is grandpa, and he was a vampire.
Okay.
Although why a vampire in Frankenstein would have a wolf, not sure.
Her dad is grandpa is a funny sentence.
Yeah.
That's something like Blair would say. Like,
right. Her dad is grandpa.
Her dad is grandpa.
Yeah, that's one of those. I never really thought of it, but now that you say that, that's weird.
Yeah. Ten Commandments, by the way, is one of the top 10 hottest movies of all time.
She doesn't play. Who does she play in the Ten Commandments?
His wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Lily.
She just looks so different as mm-hmm. Lily Munster.
Grandpa Munster's wife? Dracula?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought he was just a vampire.
Oh, I don't know that he's actually Dracula.
No, it says I'm on the wiki. It says he's Count Samuel Dracula.
Samuel. He's Vlad's little nephew.
Right. He's of the Dracula clan.
Yeah.
Man, speaking of, sorry, we're just all over the place.
Yeah, we're just spitballing.
Yeah, we're
it's Friday.
Speaking of old TV shows and living rooms, a very great living room is the Frasier living room.
You're into Frasier.
I've been watching
the new one or the old one?
The old one.
The old one, okay. The old one was good.
Yeah, I had never seen it, and it just always went over my head that it was about radio, because I wouldn't even watch the commercials for it as a kid. I would just see, like, oh, Frasier, we don't watch that show, and I just... It was just like this blank space in my mind.
It's good writing.
But then Kurt was like he'd be like, oh, you're such a Roz. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And I started watching the show. It's so good.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Are you Roz?
Not really, Roz. Roz has some issues that I don't necessarily relate with. But at the same time, it's like she's like a radio producer and she's got moxie, so I don't really mind the comparison. Mm-hmm.
Who are the rest of us on that show?
That's such a good question. I don't know. I don't
Am I Bulldog?
Probably.
Yeah, you're probably the closest.
Either that or the dog Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie's my favorite character.
He's awesome.
But no, Frasier's fun. I've been wanting to say that on the air for several days now.
Yeah, Amy is our Niles.
I say all the time that if something's really discombobulated, I always say it's like a bad Frasier episode, like people coming and going, and don't go in that room, or no, I was in that room. And because if you've ever seen it, that reference is lost on you. 225 DGS, happy Friday. Scientists in Switzerland believe they have finally answered the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh?
Guesses?
I'll say the chicken.
Egg.
Andrew is right. A single-celled organism from a billion years ago already had similar characteristics to embryos. It suggests that the ability to make eggs was around long before chickens were. So the egg came first.
Little tiny egg.
Ah!
Little bitty billion-year-old egg. Who's a little egg?
Who's a little egg?
Who's the little egg?
I'm just going to be real. I just had a little flash of anger when Andrew celebrated after getting the egg thing, right? Because I'm like, it wasn't a contest, and yet he's dunking on me. And wheels.
That's fine.
I don't get to be right.
He celebrates his little victories.
I suppose
so. That's my thing. I don't get to be right very often.
And I have broad enough shoulders to admit when I have a flash of anger that is, you know, not justified, but it was there.
But it was
and
there.
I just wanted to share it with the group.
I appreciate that. In other news, dinner news, British scientists have created the world's thinnest spaghetti, so thin that it is, for all practical purposes, invisible. It is much, much thinner than angel hair. It's 372 nanometers wide, which means it's 200 times thinner than a human hair. It's so thin you can't see it without big googly-eyed glasses. But it's there.
But you can you eat it?
Yeah, you can put sauce on it and pick it up with a utensil.
Interesting.
Why?
But do you know you picked it up with a utensil or put sauce on it?
Only because, I guess, you put it in your mouth.
Do you need like a million of them to fill up a plate?
Probably, yeah. You need a lot of nanometers.
Also, why?
Just, I guess, because we can.
Okay.
Rachel, I don't want to steal your steelo here on Fast Food News. Do you have the KFC lickable wrapping paper?
I do not.
What?
KFC?
Man, I'm behind on the Fast Food News beat these days.
I got your back. Has launched a lickable wrapping paper that tastes like one of their chicken burgers. I'm not familiar with the chicken burger.
I think a chicken, because a lot of times chicken burger is just like chicken sandwich.
Just slang for a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, it's just what they call a chicken sandwich when it's on like a bun. They call it a chicken burger. So I think that's what that's probably what that is.
Okay. It's not edible, but it is sold out, and so far it's only available in the UK.
Wait, so it's not edible, but it's lickable?
Yes.
It's like a postage stamp.
That's just normal wrapping paper. I can lick
normal
wrapping
paper. Well, I mean, you can lick anything.
Like, I've never heard of lickable wrapping paper. That's a thing?
Is that how you seal it? Do you seal it by licking it, like an envelope?
The
wrapping paper.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Okay, so you just lick it for no reason.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. I'm picturing KFC wrapping paper as wrapping up the food, and you're picturing it as like holiday
presents.
Wrapping paper.
Like, yeah.
You're probably right.
I assumed it was that because it's like almost Christmas time. It's the holiday season. So.
Okay. Also, I don't want them licking the thing they're wrapping my sandwich in.
That is such a good point. Yeah, I don't want that either.
Man, I feel stupid about the KFC wrapping paper.
Oh, don't.
Well, we haven't confirmed that that's what we're
on.
Oh, no.
No,
no. We don't even know if we're right.
You're right. I'm that was a dumb thing for me. Because anything you wrap a chicken sandwich in, if you lick it, it's going to taste like a chicken sandwich, right?
All right, I do have confirmation. It's Christmas wrapping paper.
Yeah, there you go.
Looking at it here.
And they're showing pictures of people licking it, which is super weird.
Now, I didn't think that people who worked at KFC would lick your paper.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's nothing keeping them from doing it now.
No,
yeah,
true.
I mean,
they could.
There's no lick guarantee.
You can't see the whole kitchen. I mean, they're probably.
I'm proud. I've gone this whole week without having KFC. That's tough to do when you work in a building that has a KFC in it.
I don't think anyone had it, did we?
I kind of feel like we were down there on Monday.
Yeah, because I was fasting.
Okay,
eat the chicken tender.
Okay.
Dude, that smell when you're pulling into the garage every day, your window goes down, and you're just like, oh my God.
You know what smells always good, though? Even if we just went to Chris's for a big lunch or Rosalita's. When you walk by Papa John's.
Yeah. Yeah. Pizza smell is like undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Undefeated.
Even when it's like what we have, which is like the basically pizza exhaust, like pizza monoxide.
Yeah, I always know. You guys will get this.
Into our face.
It always makes me
standing in front of it like this.
It makes me feel like I'm in a real city because of all of those movie tropes where people are walking down the street at night in New York and there's steam billowing up and
from the sewers.
Someone's making bagels or something like that. That's what I always think about.
Yeah. All things made of bread smell the best when they're when you're outside of that building. Although I'll tell you, sometimes going by a steakhouse, like there's a long right steakhouse near me. When you drive by, you're like, oh.
Over by where you live, like on Highway K.
Where it's everything.
Everything.
Yeah, every few feet, it's like, oh, look at that. It smells like Chick-fil-A, and now it smells like Taco Bell, and now it smells like the Longhorn Steakhouse.
A 59-year-old grandmother in Canada broke the women's world record for most push-ups in an hour. 59 years old.
How? How much was that?
1,575 Whoa. Push-ups.
In an hour?
That
in
is
an hour.
A lot of push-ups.
Good for her.
She broke it with 17 minutes to spare.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
I am so impressed.
Wait, how many push-ups was this again?
So the old record was 1,574.
Right.
You have an hour. And she finished it with 17 minutes left and did 1575.
She should have kept tacking on that scoreboard.
Yeah, kind of a
So she did it
floater.
In 43 minutes?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, Kevin's going to say
that's,
it's impossible.
I mean, like, this is a push-up a second. That's what it is. It's 36, 37 push-ups a minute.
It's impressive.
Are you calling foul?
Yeah. No, it's impressive.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty tight on those things.
That's true.
No, they have officiators.
Yeah, it's an
actual
world record.
There's going to have to be video of it. They have to document it.
Yeah.
When we did the world record baseball games, we actually flew in an adjudicator from Ireland from the Guinness Book.
Did he have a good time?
He was great. Yeah, he had a blast.
He said, "How you doing?"
He also thought, "Yeah, he's doing baseball."
So we play so much baseball.
I'm not saying you would break the world record, but what's something where you're like, if I trained, I could do something pretty impressive.
It's a good question.
For me, I think I could do a really long plank. I would not break any records by any means, but I think I could do like a 15-minute
You could
minute
impress
long.
People with
right,
it.
Right, precisely.
Yeah.
If I started training right now.
How long do we get to train? To do like
You have 6 months to train.
Oh. Well, it's not going to be anything real sportsy because it's hard to get up to speed in that amount of time. I don't know, maybe an age-related I don't know.
I could probably still sprint pretty quick for a 60-year-old.
Yeah.
Because when I lost to Phoebe's boyfriend, I only lost the 40 yards by a step. So I could I wouldn't break any records. There are people out there who are 60 that can still run sub-12 probably.
Yeah.
But I think that would probably be my thing.
Oh, you guys are going to hate me.
Hitting baseball.
No. I think, no, it I, And I
be
no,
cool.
Nowhere,
longest,
yeah. Be
longest
cool.
argument.
Well, that
being the
you know
leader
what?
Of the game.
He's doing that one just for
the
fun.
The longest argument. I could definitely own the world record for that.
Oh,
for
I
sure.
believe that. The meanest arguer.
Absolutely. Like just all of it. Like arguing nonstop for 72 hours. Absolutely.
You're so fortunate that Susan is the one person you don't do this with.
I know,
because she'd be the one person you're divorced
well,
from.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't think it'd still be going if it was like that. Yeah,
no.
That's a good point.
World record for most divorced.
I couldn't push any kind of a world record.
Oh, so you're saying the potatoes are good. That's what you're saying. You're saying that they're edible. Okay, I guess I'm just a little surprised because it made me throw up. Okay.
Were you going to say lifting wheels?
That's probably it wouldn't. There's no way it would come near a record. But if you're like, what could you do that would be an interesting number? Maybe bench press because I have short arms, so it works. Like I know
Peter
what
shaking
I,
his head.
I know I what just, I can do.
I knew it was coming.
Now I know what I could do a few years ago, and in 6 months I could probably get to what I did 5 years ago.
Nice.
Andrew?
The world's most normally built man is like, I bet I can lift more weights than anyone else in the history of the world.
That's not what he said.
He's a world record.
No, I'm saying if I could put up a number that people would be
would
like,
impress.
Oh, yeah.
He could impress people.
Yeah, I could not touch a world record unless it was like world record by a 53-year-old redhead who's 5'8". You know, maybe if we get real specific. But then again, there's probably
I would buy that book.
There's probably
you know what?
There's probably some like
Kevin just holds all the
super
records.
Super jacked 53-year-old Irishman.
When I was a
500 pounds.
When I was a kid, and the Guinness was still cool. I was convinced I could win any of the eating records.
Yeah.
Because it would be like 60 grapes off of a toothpick, and you know, and I'd just be like, who can't do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I was wrong, but...
Most number of quarters stacked on your elbow and catch them.
That was a big deal with me.
Oh, that's
fun.
Yeah.
We could even do that. That should be a challenge.
That's a fun one.
We should videotape DGS.
Yeah,
doing
we should
that,
do that.
Put it on
was
Twitter.
Was that a thing for you guys at all?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we all have experience.
Let's go.
Interesting.
How big a stack of quarters can you do?
I bet I could not do more than half a dozen or
should
ten.
Should we do it like name that tune? I can do fit. I would bet dozen or more.
Really?
Yes. I have short arms, man. A lot of things work real easy when you got alligator arms.
I guess so.
There's I don't think I could catch
12
one.
12 is crazy.
It's not crazy. I would be willing to bet without practice I could do it.
Okay.
Maybe
let's
not,
let's
maybe
make
not,
this happen.
Maybe
He's
not
got
the
a roll of quarters. Come on.
Yeah, maybe not the first try, but at some point in the, you know, that.
You know
that
Maria Keene has got quarters in her purse.
Yeah.
You just know it.
She got those bankrolls.
Yeah.
Man, you guys don't know what it's like to have a purse and then to like lose something at the bottom of it. And then you go looking and you're like, how did this used gum make its way to the bottom of the purse? Or how did this ticket stub from 15 years ago before I even had this purse come to be? It's an interesting experience for the purse carrier.
Yeah. My mom had a bunch of purses, and she would let me play with them when she was done with them, and I loved it.
What would you do?
I would use it as like a super secret agent satchel.
Like your briefcase?
Yeah,
something?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
You're walking around like,
suitcase?
I love my suitcase.
I love my suitcase.
And it always smelled like tobacco and double mint.
Nice.
That's an odd combo.
Oh, not for a 70s mom.
Oddly comforting.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
there was something oddly comforting about it.
That's a good point. For the 70s, that would have been totally normal.
Oh, completely normal. Yeah. Did you ever buy cigarettes for your parents?
My parents didn't.
They didn't smoke?
My dad did until like right when I was born, and then he quit.
Yeah. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I hated smoking, and I was just afraid that Charlie and Charlie's Market would think that I was buying them because a lot of kids my age smoked because it was South of Roxana.
Okay.
Like sixth grade, like people have been smoking for a few years.
Yeah.
So.
No. Again, I'm pretty sure that my dad smoked a little bit as a teenager, but did it in the Army. Like when he was deployed, they all just kind of did. And then when he got back, he just decided
he was going to
stop.
House. They smoked in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never had anything in my mouth that's on fire.
Easy.
Yeah. Not once. It's a weird way to put it.
So you've never inhaled smoke of any kind?
Never. No. Nope. And cigarettes I've actively avoided. Other stuff I didn't really actively avoid. Just never happened.
We should make him smoke a whole pack of cigarettes.
Nah.
That'll teach
right
him
before
a
he catches these quarters out of Maria Keene's purse.
I'll catch the quarters. You guys can have the cigarettes.
So how many tries do you need to do a dozen?
To do a dozen? I don't know. I would think within five.
Okay. We can make this happen.
Yeah.
Don't you practice.
I promise.
On your honor.
I swear. I'm
don't you go home and catch quarters off your elbow.
He's going to be bench pressing in quarter
yeah.
all weekend.
What can I get to?
Susan's like, come on, how bad do you want it?
It's like a Rocky montage.
You haven't caught more than eight quarters.
She's like Adrian. She's like, you just win, Rocky.
The world's tallest woman and shortest woman sat down for tea at a hotel in London.
I saw pictures. It was very adorable, yes. And at one point, the tallest woman kind of like has the shortest woman on her lap.
Uh-huh.
They look very cute. They both seem like very sweet ladies.
The tallest woman is 7'1". The shortest woman is just under 2'7".
Wow. Whoa. Wow to both.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's a difference.
I'm glad they got to sit down and have tea together.
That was very sweet.
Very sweet.
By the way, did you didn't check in at all on the Tyson Paul thing at all, right?
What do you mean? No, I didn't come in my TV.
Because like in part of the intermission, there was a spot where Rob Gronkowski was standing next to Shaq. And Rob Gronkowski is a gigantic human.
He
looked like a 12-year-old boy standing next to
Shaq. And there are people who make Shaq look small.
Yeah.
No. There's a guy who's 8'1" now.
Yeah, that's crazy. She says,
just like Marie Antoinette. So in the break, I went out there and I told Maria Keene, hey, I just name dropped you in the show. She said, what about? I said, Wheeler says he can catch 12 quarters off his elbow. And I said that I guarantee that you've got coins in your purse. And she's like, oh, I do. And she pulled out a coin purse. She's adorable.
I love it.
So she had two quarters, and I was able to do it. Then I missed it a couple more times. Wheeler couldn't even balance it on his elbow, so we're gonna win this one.
Yeah,
yes. he's gonna do nothing but catch quarters this whole weekend.
Go ahead and bet against me.
And then Beth, the news director, did it on her second try.
Nice.
I told
nice.
Her to go home because she has peaked for the week.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind we were doing 1 and 2, not 12.
Is it 1 and 2 harder?
No, it's easier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I failed at the 2.
Well, as you pointed out, hoodies are tough.
They are.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You definitely want to do like bare elbow.
I thought it looked like you two were getting something going, and I was like, well, he's not going to be able to do it with a hoodie.
Not as easily, because it slides a little bit. You got to be able to.
This story kind of pissed me off. I'm not sure why. The American Farm Bureau says that the basic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people for a full Thanksgiving dinner will cost $58 this year. That's insane.
Like per person?
No, $5.81 per person.
Wow, what a steal.
I mean, what a crap Thanksgiving dinner that would be.
Well, what's it including $5 here? What's it including here?
Get out! Michael Kelly's got a roll of quarters.
Oh, perfect.
I know what he uses that for.
The slot machines.
Yes, exactly. Get your butt in here. Look at you. What are you doing with a roll
nice.
Of quarters?
Isn't there a quarter back?
Yeah, why do you have that many quarters like that?
Because weren't you guys talking about quarters?
Yeah.
So I listened to it on the way down, and I...
So you stopped and got them?
I went to the bank right across the street.
No way!
So you didn't actually... I was more concerned that you just, like, walk around with rolls of quarters. Are you just, like, getting into fights?
No, I
like, put those
lady.
In your fists so you can hit
people? He just got back from Europe. He was over there beating the hell out of them.
Can I buy a roll of quarters? And she said, sure.
She's like, you're the first guy in 30 years.
Yeah. And so she was like, do you have the money? I'm like, yeah, give her $10. And then I just came up here. And
do you have the money?
Do you have
do
the money?
Do I have the money?
Do you know who you're talking to?
And then there was like a promise you weren't going to practice. So then I was yeah. like, oh, we can make this happen right now.
Let's you go. Are the best. Let's see. 1, 2, 3.
Do you guys remember in like the late 90s, the big gift to get at Christmas time was like the coin sorter thing?
Yeah.
And then you could roll your own right. quarters at home. But right. I felt like everybody was doing that for a couple of years.
Man, I've rolled a million coins with my dad. He was a coin collector.
Oh, okay. Was he?
So there's a dozen.
Yeah, we only really did it with pennies at our house just because you didn't have anything else to do with pennies.
I've got dinner for you and Susan at Capitol Grill that
if
you
I get that?
Can't do this.
All right, so in 5 tries. Is that
sure.
what you said or in 1 try? It's fine either way.
No, let's say 3.
Okay.
Okay.
What if he threw it out there for just this scenario, Dave?
What do you mean?
Like, what if he could have?
What if I sandbagged you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm emboldened by watching him.
Yeah,
Kevin, that's
I'm gonna go for 3.
Kevin, that's $3. You got to just take the money and run.
One. See,
whoa!
See,
woo!
It can be done.
Did you do this when you were a kid?
No, never did it.
Really? You can do 3. You can do 8. If you can do 8, you can do 12.
Wow,
that's. That comes from a guy
go
who
grab that.
Logic. Okay.
It comes from a guy who ran until he passed out. So
yeah, that's true. I'm smart.
they put him in a giant Wheeler-sized bucket of ice.
So just a regular cooler?
Yeah, it was the.
Oh, that hurts.
I'm it was sorry. The what do you call those?
Leprechauns.
The brand of the coolers.
Igloo?
Yeah, like, put me in a little igloo.
Here we go. Michael Kelly went by and got a whole roll of quarters.
Come on, Beth. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's see it, champ.
What do you want to try?
Yeah, you got. Oh.
Oh.
Now when the pressure's on.
Oh now that you're on the air, it came away.
Yeah, now that there's pressure.
See, I told
you.
You
got to do the whole stack.
Oh, you got to do a whole stack?
Yeah,
well,
that's
he says
the goal.
He can do 12.
Yeah, that's the attempt.
No, you want in on this? You want some action on this? I'm betting him Capitol Grill he can't do it.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Dessert.
As what?
She's popping for dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'll
and
buy
no practicing.
Wine.
No, we'll do it here. We'll do it
you're
at the top
gonna...
of the hour.
Oh, we're gonna do it here.
Did you do
I
it?
Don't have a problem with doing
no,
it.
No, I'm not doing it.
Why
I don't
not?
Know how to do it.
You're
he didn't
so
grow up doing it.
You got all this time.
Yeah. Right. Uh huh. I think I like the explanation on why. I think Wheeler has a chance here.
Yeah.
But a dozen of them
in a row?
No.
No. You just put them all up there and you try to grab the whole stack.
He thinks he can grab.
You try to grab the whole stack. Yeah.
And that's what the dinner's for.
That's what that's
for.
So
we'll videotape this and we'll post it.
Yeah, but I'm not wearing the hoodie.
You gonna go shirtless?
Well, I have a shirt underneath the hoodie.
Do you have to wear it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's
not a psycho. He has a shirt on.
Nobody needs.
You're gonna have him do a shirt.
Nobody needs those scars.
Hey, I'll buy you Capitol Grill if you just go shirtless. And I'm sure she'll do dessert. And I know he'll do wine. This could be the date of your life.
Unbelievable. Maria's up there. No, there's no news.
There's nothing's going to happen. Have I ruined it once again?
Yeah. What if we get done with this and the whole office is just walking around the hallway trying to snap quarters?
All throughout the building.
This is going to be one of those Steve Moore sit downs, I can tell.
He's like, guys, come on.
That's hilarious. There's something about a feel of a roll of quarters.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feel like a man. I don't even know what that means. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's the feeling of being poor.
Oh, in college, that was right there, roll of quarters, that was worth $1 million.
Yeah, that would last you for a while.
Well, you needed it for laundry, and a quarter, sometimes you would give somebody a dollar for the quarter because you needed one quarter and the change machine was busted.
Here she is.
You got to get it.
Here's my girl.
Did we get it?
Here's Maria Kina.
Oh. Whoa.
Girls do it different.
They're going like around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey!
Very nice.
Maria, he's going to do 12 at the top of the hour. And he's doing it with no shirt.
Do 12.
At the top of the hour break.
I'm away when we hit the break. I'm going to put him on the elbow.
You should put that in the news because you're not going to do jack crap other than that right now.
She could be out there practicing to get the 12. Get the one. Watch your hand. The chair's there.
See? Did it.
You got
it.
She's got it.
Just build it up.
Yep.
We know what you're doing all weekend now.
When you're bored.
Yeah.
Apparently you were never a 12-year-old boy.
No, I wasn't.